Kate Carnell, I mean, Senator Bob Brown claims there are now greater levels of public outrage over this issue than was over the Franklin Dam. Just how much public pressure can the industry and even the government stand on this?
And Sandy, you said just a little while ago that the majority of people in Tasmania didn't support the RFA. In fact, there is no evidence of that at all. In fact, the government that you've been talking about, the Tasmanian government, had an election quite recently, which is the best possible poll, and they were returned with an increased majority.
Senator Bob Brown is wrong when he says the greater levels of public outrage than at the time of the Franklin Dam?
I think he's making up his figures. That's what he would like to think, as you might like to think, that the majority of people in Tasmania don't support the RFA. The real polls, like elections, show quite definitely that that's not the case. There are certainly people who have concerns about some forestry practice. You know, Sandy, forestry's not all that pretty, nor are abattoirs, and nor are a whole range of things that we do. But every single tree that we cut down in Tasmania is replanted. Every single one, and has been for a very long time. The forest cover in Tasmania is increasing, not decreasing.
All right, Kate.
86%, no, just for a moment, 86% of old-growth forests are locked up in reserves. 95% of wilderness is in reserves. Only 2% or under 2% of the logging that currently exists is in old-growth areas at all. And in fact, only about, well, between 5 and 10% of the wood chips that are exported are from old growth areas. 75% come from regrowth areas and 20% from plantation areas.
All right, Kate, I need to take some more calls. Thank you for that. I'll come back to you in a moment or two.